with intent to evaluate the 360 to be a cost to the public. Contract is negotiated, the contract approved at the board, at the committee level, and then the report approved at the board level, last board contract is to be signed. Finance committee met on November 6th, 2019 also. We discussed the results of the audit that we had from FY19. We had a couple of management write-ups that have already been corrected. Other than that, it was an error-free report. Any questions on that? Agenda item 5, public participation.
The RCU 74 Board of Directors will call RCU 74 School Board Policy PDDH/KD. And the public participation will be no more than 30 minutes of total length. That all comments at the regular meeting may deal with any topic related to the Board of Directors' conduct of the school. The Board of Directors shall give due attention to comments and contributions from the audience, but shall not respond or take any immediate action. At this point, do anybody else has not already signed the sheet who wishes to speak tonight? I see nobody else. Additionally, I understand there are a number of individuals here tonight who may wish to speak during the public comment period. The board welcomes public comment and engagement on matters related to the board direction of the schools. We have about 30 minutes to tonight's meeting to hear from members of the public. Each individual choosing to speak will be provided with 3 minutes so that we can hear from as many members as possible. Those who wish to participate, please note that in order to keep things running smoothly, we do have a number of guidelines that people need to follow when making public comment. Those include the following. 1, we expect all members of the public to remain civil during the public comment period. This includes the speaker as well as members of the audience. This means you may not share gossip, make defamatory comments, or use abusive or vulgar language. 2, individuals should not provide thoughts, reactions, commentary unless recognized by the chair. We request you do not clap, boo, or provide similar reactions. 3, please address your thoughts to me, the chair, and the rest of the board. 4, comments about specific individuals, including students and school employees, have the potential to violate the rights of those individuals and will not be tolerated. The board has specific procedures or policies with respect to the matter on which you are commenting. I may direct you to those policies rather than allow you to continue. Another commentator discusses the issues you wish to discuss. You may address the board, but please try to reduce repetition. Please note, if you violate these rules or exceed the time limit, I may give you a warning or I may ask you to stop. If you choose to continue, you'll be asked to leave and escorted out. On behalf of the board, we appreciate your interest and look forward to hearing from you. I will now recognize the first speaker. Mr. LeHank.
I've actually got a couple of things. The first one is on the transportation coordinator that you apparently just approved, and I didn't even hear the vote, so that must be something new. Back when I was a transportation director here, along with maintenance, I had to do it all. And I don't know how many people you've got employed doing all these jobs, but it's costing us a fortune. And I just want you to know that. And there is absolutely no reason that if I can do it by myself, that 2 or 3 people can't do it without hiring somebody else. The other thing that I'd like to speak to hasn't been brought up yet, and I think I'd like to refrain from speaking at that at this time and wait until a little later, because some of my questions may have already been answered at that point.
Leah May.
So, basically, during the time here tonight, I think we all know why I'm here tonight, because I've made myself very vocal on things that have happened at the Caravette High School in the past month. I feel as though there are plenty of things that were handled incorrectly, like questioning of students without their permission.
Stop. You're not going to be talking about personnel. That's what you're directing at.
Okay, so like I said, I feel as though there are a lot of things that have been mishandled. As a taxpayer, don't think that I should have to pay the salary of people who are doing their jobs incorrectly.
Stop. Second warning. You're attacking an individual. Next time.
I'm actually attacking the entire school district.
You have no Lee.
Oh, and.
Lee!
Hearing from my lawyer.
Lee.
With a sexual harassment lawsuit against your.
Lee. You wish to speak? Mike Ray?
Well, I guess you're going to probably throw me out too, but just all over the back there.
Just stand up so we can hear you.
Just all over the back, right to the whole community here. The kids are suffering in here. I've had to pull my kids out of here because they've been threatened. So we ain't going to mention names, but we all know. And which is pretty sad. It really is. That takes $60,000 out of this budget because our administrator's up here.
Enough.
Here we go. So.
Enough.
But we need a board
enough.
Meeting. No, we need a
enough.
Board meeting for
enough.
This meeting.
Enough.
Right. That's how we're going to handle it, huh?
Yes.
Right. We're not.
Okay, well, I'm not on all this topic. I just want to thank the board and the superintendent for one thing is the new Facebook page that they put out. It seems really nice to see the positive directions that the district's going in. It's a great way to showcase what the kids are doing. I really like it a lot. I don't know. It seems good to have good publicity for a change. Mr. Tracy is in the schools a lot. He came to Thanksgiving dinner with the young children at Solon. The kids love it. He'll come and read to them. I really think the district as a whole is... The district as a whole is moving in the right direction.
Victoria Green?
I'll wait. And see if anything needs to be addressed from my perspective.
Eric Harris?
I don't know if I can follow that, but I will say this. My two kids go to Carrick High School, and they're seven at Carrick High School. And I don't know who I can or can't thank for that publicly, because I don't want to get lost. My kids are excelling at Carrick High School, and there are a ton of staff members up there that I would like to thank for that, including Mr. Richard Frevol, because I don't want to call him out, but I do would like to thank him. And also, we had a guest cook in the kitchen last week that I thought did a phenomenal job, too. But I will call on Mr. Tracy and Andy.
Email me directly with your complaint. My address is in the website. I see nobody else. Anybody else wants to get on the list?
Okay. I do have a question. What's the point of emailing you if we can't talk while we're sitting here in front of
you? The following policy, JIIF. JII/KIGBK and State of Maine law.
Well, if you say email me, what is that going to do if you're not going to answer out in front of everybody?
We have to comply
with
state law.
As of my nephew.
We comply with
state
law.
I would like to say something too. How fair is that? If someone goes up there.
This is all getting swept under the rug.
Yes.
Not comments, okay?
It's true.
That's an accusation.
Why is it not?
I do an accusation,
I'll
advise the teacher.
Yeah.
We
consent to adjourn.